MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Is malaria something you worry about? Well, if you're working in or traveling to certain parts of the world, malaria should be on your worry list. One report says that more than 200 million people every year are bitten by the Anopheles mosquito and become sick with malaria. For some of those people, it is a fatal encounter. We've talked about some of the dangers of malaria in another health feature which is available on this website. We've also talked about some of the simple and practical ways you can protect yourself from malaria. One was by discouraging mosquitoes from attacking you by using an insect repellent with DEET. Another method was by using mosquito nets around your bed when you're in an area where mosquitoes are known to be in the vicinity, especially those mosquitoes that carry malaria or other diseases. Those nets should be treated with an insecticide called permethrin. Most health specialists will tell you that there is something else you should do. That is to take medicines to prevent malaria and protect you should you happen to be bitten. If you're going to be visiting an area where malaria is known to be common, or if you are living in such an area, make it a priority to learn which malaria preventative medicine will work best for you. Be sure your information is up to date. Some preventative medicines that worked well 5 years ago might not be as effective now. Also, learn about the possible side effects for each of the medicines. And yes, there could be side effects with each of them. This is not unusual. As most doctors will tell you, there is almost no medicine you might take that doesn't have a side effect of some kind. The strategy is to be aware of those possible side effects, how serious they might be, and how likely it is that any one of them might affect you. Not every possible side effect happens to everyone who takes a certain medication. Some side effects are mostly annoying. A moment of nausea is one of the annoying side effects. Then, of course, there's the possibility of occasional diarrhea. You have to ask yourself if you're willing to possibly put up with something like that to protect yourself from a serious illness like malaria. There are four main medicines that are currently recommended for preventing malaria. Depending on where you live or where you will be visiting, one of these might be right for you. Before you choose, be sure to consult an experienced doctor or medical specialist, especially one who is familiar with the current research about the different preventative medicines for malaria. We'll look at some of the pluses and minuses for each of the medicines in a moment. First, though, there is an important consideration. Is a certain medication effective in preventing malaria in the country where you're living or in the country where you may be visiting in the near future? Well, let's take a quick look. First, we will look at some of the countries where these medicines have been listed as being useful and effective. But remember, things do change. And sometimes it is discovered that a given medicine is no longer effective in a given area. So, as we've already said, before choosing, be sure to consult a qualified and experienced medical expert on the subject. Now let's look at a listing of medications which are considered to be effective in preventing malaria if taken according to the instructions. Mefloquine. It is also known in some countries under the brand name Larium or Mefaquine. It is widely recommended as being effective in Africa south of the Sahara, as well as in the Amazon region of South America, especially Brazil. It is also one recommended medication in low-altitude areas of Papua New Guinea, as well as in Malaysia, Malaysian Borneo, and Indonesian Borneo and neighboring areas. Doxycycline is another very effective medicine for preventing malaria. Like mefloquine, it is noted as being effective in Africa south of the Sahara, as well as in the Amazon region of South America. Also, it is reported to be effective in the low-altitude areas of Papua New Guinea. In addition, doxycycline is recommended for use in the forested border areas of Thailand near Cambodia and Laos and Myanmar, also in those countries as well as Indonesian Borneo. Malarone is another brand name for another medication, which is actually a combination of atovaquone and proguanil. You may also see this under the brand name Malonil if you're in Africa. This combination drug is noted as being effective in some of the areas we've already mentioned, including Africa south of the Sahara, the Amazon region of South America, low areas of Papua New Guinea, Indonesian Borneo, and Myanmar, which of course is also known as Burma. Chloroquine is generally not recommended because in most parts of the world, malaria has become resistant to that drug. However, it is still noted as being useful in some parts of Argentina. In addition, a combination of chloroquine and Proguanil is listed as being useful for preventing malaria in Venezuela, Iran, Afghanistan, parts of Indonesia, and some areas of the Philippines. In general, though, it would be better to use other medications. One more medication for preventing malaria would be Primaquine. It is being used sometimes when other medications do not work. However, it does have some serious side effects, and it should only be used if no other preventative medication or prophylaxis is suitable. And it should only be used after discussion with an experienced medical professional or travel health specialist. Before using Primaquine, an important blood test must be made for a certain enzyme known as G6PD. If this is missing in an individual, then this medication is too dangerous to be used. So, the three anti-malaria medications recommended and used the most are doxycycline, mefloquine or Lariam, if that brand name is used where you are, and Malarone, a combination of etoveqone and Proguanil. We've already mentioned this, but it's important to remember. Every medicine has side effects. Some are so small as to be hardly noticed, but some can be potentially serious. And of course, there are a number of side effects that are somewhere between those two extremes. Each of the anti-malaria medications we have mentioned have potential side effects. That means you and your medical professional advisor will have to decide, are the possible side effects worth the risk to avoid the potentially fatal danger of being infected with malaria? So to help you decide, let's look at some of those side effects. This is not a complete list, but we'll give you an idea of what you might expect. Consultation with your medical advisor can help you evaluate the risk. Doxycycline. This may be recommended by your medical advisor. As we've already noted, it is quite effective in preventing malaria in many parts of the world. Mostly, it is considered to be quite safe. However, you do have to remember that doxycycline is actually also an antibiotic. One side effect of some antibiotics is an increased sensitivity to sunlight. This means you could sunburn more easily. So if you're taking doxycycline, you should avoid sunlight as much as possible. That means cover up as much as possible and use sun cream or something similar with an SPF rating of at least 30. As most areas where malaria mosquitoes are common are in parts of the world where there is generally more sunshine and heat, some of these precautions may prove to be difficult. If that is the case, then one of the other malaria prevention medicines would probably be a better choice for you. In general, doxycycline should not be used during pregnancy or breastfeeding. However, your medical professional might consider it safe for you during the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. It should not be given to children who are under the age of 12 years. Actually, in the U.S., it is recommended not to give this to children who are under 8 years of age. There are some other things that could happen if you take doxycycline, but remember, these are just possibilities. They might not necessarily happen to you. Some people develop a skin rash. Nausea is another possibility, and diarrhea. Then there is what they say is a very rare possibility from taking doxycycline, and that is possibly a severe headache. And again, that depends on the individual taking the drug. It is very possible that you won't experience any of these possible side effects, or some of the others that we haven't mentioned. As with all medications, before you take your first tablet, be sure to read the instructions, cautions, and recommendations that are sure to be included in the packaging of your medicine. Like many antibiotics, doxycycline should not be taken at the same time as supplements containing calcium or magnesium. Actually, it should not be taken within 2 or 3 hours before or after taking anything containing those two or others such as iron, zinc, or aluminum. This means dairy products are included, vitamin mineral supplements, or calcium-enriched foods. Check the instructions for the proper timing. Doxycycline is taken daily, preferably at the same time every day, with a meal and at least 30 minutes before lying down. Start taking this medicine 24 hours before visiting or moving to an area where malaria is a problem. Take it every day while you are there and for 4 weeks after you leave. And again, That reminder we will give you often. Consult your experienced medical professional before you take this medicine. If side effects or problems develop, see a doctor right away. Mefloquine is also recommended as being very effective in preventing malaria in a wide number of areas. In some countries, this may be known under the brand name Larium. Generally, mefloquine is considered to be safe for most people to use when visiting or living in a region where malaria is a known danger. But, yeah, it does have some side effects. Most of those are considered to be mild, such as vivid dreams, dizziness, and perhaps feeling lightheaded. Some other possible side effects are more serious, but not very common. These would include anxiety, depression, panic attacks, or mood changes. If any of these affect you while taking mefloquine, be sure to contact your medical professional. Also, the National Institute of Health in the U.S. advises that you should contact your doctor if symptoms like the following are severe or do not go away: nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, headache, or loss of appetite. Most side effects, if any, from taking mefloquine will show up in the first three doses. Mefloquine should be started 1 to 3 weeks before entering a malaria zone, and then continued for 4 weeks after leaving the area. The dosage for adults is usually one tablet per week. If this is your first time taking this medication, a 3-week trial is recommended before you leave for a malaria zone. Anyone who has had symptoms of anxiety, depression, panic attacks, or epilepsy are advised to avoid taking mefloquine. The combination of atovaquone and proguanil is also often recommended for preventing malaria for people in the same areas as the other two main medicines we've mentioned. This medicine is also known in some areas by the brand name Malarone. It is also available under a number of other brand names, depending on where you may be located. The combination of atovaquone and proguanil is rated as being very effective, relatively free of annoying side effects, but usually quite expensive. Some rare side effects include headache and abdominal pain. Atovaquone and proguanil should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding unless there are no alternatives, but always discuss this with your medical specialist. Dosage for atovaquone and proguanil is usually one tablet daily. For all these anti-malaria medications, be sure you know your source when obtaining the tablets. In some countries, it's possible that the drugs may be counterfeit, and therefore, at the very least, not as effective as the genuine product. Some could have extra ingredients that might be harmful, so be sure you obtain your medication from a known and reliable source, preferably in your home country before leaving. If you are resident and working in an area where malaria is common, then be sure you know your local source for the medication. Which of the anti-malaria drugs should you take? Which is the best and safest for you? As we've said more than once, consult a reliable and experienced medical professional. He or she will discuss your medical history. In this way, you can determine if there's anything in your medical or psychological profile which would affect your choice of medicines. Do you have a written list of all the prescription and over-the-counter medicines you're taking? This is an item that is important for you to keep with you at all times. Also include in that list any vitamins or other supplements which may be a part of your daily routine. Have this list available each time you visit a doctor or if you're admitted to a hospital for some reason. This list is important. Remember to keep taking your anti-malaria medications at the prescribed dosages for the entire time you're visiting or living in a malaria zone. Plus, consult the information with your medicine and keep taking the medication after you leave the malaria zone for the length of time that is indicated on the information leaflet. Remember, these preventative medications are good, but they are not necessarily 100% effective. So keep using your mosquito net around your bed. Also, keep using your insect repellent to avoid being contacted by a malaria-bearing mosquito. If you suspect you might have malaria, consult your healthcare professional. To learn more about malaria, be sure to check the feature on malaria on this website. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.